But we actually are delighted to be joined by the head coach of the State College cross country team, the boys and the girls, and of course that would be your PIAA state champion, State College boys cross country team, girls finishing in fourth, by the way, at the state championships. Rebecca Donahue, kind enough to join us via the phone line this morning. And Rebecca, first of all, thank you for the time, and second of all, congratulations on the state championship.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me. This is really exciting.
Rebecca, with all of our guests, we like to start. Just give us a little background. How did you become the head coach of the cross country teams? And give us just a little background on yourself, if you would.
I've been in State College for the past 21 years. Grew up in Massachusetts, and my husband, Artie Gilks, who's also the boys' associate head coach, he went to Penn State and ran for Penn State, and we met out in Boston, and we moved out here together, and, you know, I started my own running career and actually tried out for the Olympics a few times and did it all out here. You know, training out here is incredible, and I didn't have a job. I was a teacher, and I decided I would just focus on my running. I did not have a job, and close friend of ours and also coach at State College, Jason Jackson, told me there was an opening, and I jumped on it, and that was 20 years ago.
Very, very cool. Now, talk a little bit, if you would, about this this team. I want to talk about the girls' team as well, but I start with the boys' team. Just the mix, because there's obviously some younger, older runners on your team that contributed here, and of course led by the brothers. Just talk a little bit about this team. Yeah. Did you know going into the season that this could be a pretty special year?
Yeah, I mean, last year, these boys, they had a breakout year. They were third at the state meet, and, you know, they knew, they saw it. There was more in there, and they knew what they had to do. And, you know, all track season long, they just, you know, they were focused. They were focused on running fast on the track, and they wanted that to translate to the next cross country season so they could better that third place. And Isaac, he approached me at the end of the spring season, and he's like, Coach D, you know, we want this. You know, I want to win the state title. And he clearly at that moment, I knew he was dead set on doing everything possible for him to get there, for his team to get there. And I just knew in that moment. And it was, you know, we were walking back from the track at Shippensburg after the state meet, and I knew, like, wow, he means business. And he, you know, the rest of those boys were on the same page as him.
Now, we're talking about Isaac Opperman, who led the team, fourth place finish, he and his brother Theo. And I think Theo is just a sophomore, is that right?
Yeah.
So they finished 4 or 5 here individually at the state championships. Talk to me a little bit about leadership and the role that plays. I mean, we think of that, you know, in football and basketball and stuff. Obviously, sounds like Isaac had a pretty good idea of what this team was capable of. Talk about the role of leadership on a cross-country team and kind of how that plays out.
Yeah, I mean, they all, you know, enjoy being together, and those upperclassmen, the seniors, they have just like illustrated that whole lifestyle to us, to the coaches, and we can see the underclassmen just really following their lead and seeing that lifestyle, and hey, this is a cool thing. Let's follow along. And it's funny, the dynamic between, you know, Isaac and Theo is amazing. And, you know, older brother, younger brother, and you know, Isaac, he's very competitive, and he doesn't want his little brother beating him, but at the same time, if, you know, he ever is in front, you can see that he is ultimately, truly, genuinely happy for him and never upset. And they work together like they are in sync. It is incredible to witness. And I just feel really lucky to be able to see it. And honestly, sometimes little brother Theo, sometimes he stays on task a little bit more than Isaac in some moments. And we laugh at that, like, oh, Isaac's, you know, kind of telling you what to do here. It's just funny. It's a really funny dynamic, but it's so healthy. It is awesome. It's so awesome.
We're talking with Rebecca Donahue, the head coach of the State College cross country teams, the boys winning the state championship this year and the girls taking fourth at the state tournament this past weekend. From the outside looking in, Rebecca, I mean, I think the probably a lot of folks, and for a long time, truthfully, until I started talking to some folks about it, it's like, all right, cross country, you're trying to get across the finish line first, go run as hard as you can, as fast as you can, and that's basically it. There's a little more strategy involved, is there not, than what I think maybe folks that aren't following it would realize?
Yeah, I mean, it is such a team sport. A lot of people don't realize that. They think, like, oh, that's an individual event or sport, and it really isn't. You can really see it. The strategy to run as close as possible, I mean, that builds the power, and I think that, you know, our boys have really figured that out and how powerful that is to be running as close as possible. And up, you know, as up front as they can. And, you know, sometimes we'll have, you know, like Theo will lead and take the pace work. And, you know, that is a lot of work to do that pacing up front. And we saw that quite a bit at the district meet, the qualifier for states. And, you know, Theo did that pace work to take that off of Theo and, you know, that last mile, then it's anybody's game there, but there definitely is. It is a team event for sure.
Talk a little bit about the depth on this team, because obviously having the Oppermans is terrific, but if you have just those two, you're certainly not winning by the margin that State High did. Talk a little bit about the depth and the other contributors, the guys like Luke Bradbury and Owen Coughlin and Stephen Fowler, all of those guys that contributed here.
Yeah, I mean, I can't walk away from this interview without talking about Coach Cipro and track, and he and I talk quite a bit, a lot about training, and so that we have consistency with their training all year long. And you know, these boys are coming off an incredible indoor and outdoor track season, and you know, they've got the wheels to do this. You know, Luke, he's also a sophomore, and the improvements he's made this year are incredible. Owen Coughlin, you know, he's got big-time wheels running, you know, 4:15 on the mile. And, you know, we got Stephen Fowler, number 5 at States, and they all are coming off incredible track seasons, and, you know, that translated really well to this cross-country season. So, and then we've got newcomer Kyle Fritschke, and, you know, he's just a sophomore. And they all, every single one of them track. You know, it's a year-long process. So they're working at it all year long.
Rebecca, the girls team had a terrific race as well, overshadowed when the boys win the state championship like that and again, win it going away. I guess before I get to the girls, were you expecting that? That winning by 64 points in the cross country finals is, I don't know, that's like the equivalent of winning by 5 touchdowns.
That's a blowout,
in
a
state championship football. Game or something.
Yeah.
Were you expecting that? I mean, is that what, like, this team just, you knew they had that type of capability?
Yeah. Yes and no. I mean, based on everything they produced all season long, yes. But to do it on the day is a lot to ask for, and you just really hope and pray that it comes together on that day for that amount of, you know, they were just so focused. They were so focused. Last year, you know, they were a little bit, you know, they were, you know, in the spotlight for the first time going in, you know, to this meet last year. They were ranked first, and that was a lot of pressure. And we could see that last year. This year, there was nothing that was going to waver them, and you really saw it all season long. And I told them, you just have to do this one more time. You've been doing it all season. There should be no difference. And they did that. And, I mean, the fight that you could see in them, like, from the first step, it was pretty incredible. So they were first at the mile and then just held it the entire race, and they just dominated. It was really special. And, I'm proud of all of them.
Hey, Coach, this is Scott. First off, congratulations. I'm from Penns Valley.
Thank you.
I'm from Penns Valley. They've had some recent state success with cross country.
Yes,
indeed.
So, right. I know.
So
yeah.
When I saw the boys win, I'm like, that's cool. You know, this is really great.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, I'm not a runner. Okay, I run to the fridge. That's about the extent of my running. Or after the dog or something. I'm just curious, do you recruit? Now, by that I mean, do you go to, like, Mount Nittany and Park Forest to try to encourage middle school students to run? I mean, I don't know. Does it work that way? How does that work?
Yeah, I mean, yes. You definitely, you're able to do that. And that's where it ends. Park Forest, Mount Nittany, we're allowed to go there and talk to the eighth graders. I talked to the middle school track kids at the end of the season and really, you know, talk it up and bring these kids on the team, the current kids on the team, and, you know, they talk it up and tell them what an amazing experience it is. So, yes, and I also teach sixth grade art at Park Forest, so I might talk it up a little bit there too, and just, you know, tell the stories and, you know, let them know it's a really cool thing to be a part of. It's not for everybody, I know that, but, you know, you just never know who's walking around that school that could be a state champ. You just never know.
Yeah, and that's again, just such a neat thing to see a state championship. I don't care the sport. I don't care the school. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal, and it's special stuff. But I don't want to overlook the girls' team, Rebecca, because a fourth-place finish isn't exactly anything to sneeze at as well. Yeah. And obviously Devin Jackson was terrific, finishing 12th. Just talk about the girls' team the season they had and how that kind of came together for them as well.
Yeah, I mean, our girls program has been one of the most consistent programs in the state of Pennsylvania for quite a while. When I first started in 2005, there were only 18 girls on the team, and I think we were finished third to last at the state meet. So, you know, we really built the program up and got a lot of buy-in. And, you know, at one point we had 84 girls on the team. So it's the word is out that it's a fun thing to be a part of. And, but for this year, I mean, the girls were seeded ninth going in, and, for them to come out top five, be fourth is remarkable. And Devin Jackson has been on fire all season. And, you know, she was on a mission to win the individual title. She went for it in the race, and, you know, she ended up in 12th, but what she learned about, you know, going after that individual crown is priceless. And, you know, she did an amazing job. These girls were brought in too, and they were a tight-knit group, and they're all coming back except for one next year, so who knows what they'll do next year.
Yeah, I was going to say, expectations aren't exactly going to be going down for either of these programs after this year with the talent returning. I should know this, and I don't, and I'm a little embarrassed I don't, but is Isaac Opperman, I'm guessing he's planning to run in college. Is that the case? Or where is he headed? Or does he know that
I don't
yet?
Know if he's... Yeah, he does. I think he made it public. He So does Penn State. He's headed to Penn State.
I was just wondering if that might be the case. So
yeah, he's running there. He's
fantastic. And I think Isaac is joining us tomorrow morning. I think we have that finalized here, so looking forward to talking with him. Again, Rebecca Donahue, head coach of the State College Cross Country teams. The boys just won the state championship in Hershey. The girls taking fourth place at the state championships this past weekend in Hershey. Rebecca, final couple of questions here. Obviously, this is a physically demanding sport, but how much more is it from a coaching standpoint, just handling the mental component that comes with this sport?
Yeah, that's probably the hardest part to coach, is that mental component. The kids are going to have ups and downs in that area, and we just have to do our best to, have some different tactics, some different tips for them for how to maneuver through those difficult moments in our race, where, your mind is playing games with you. And I tell them they should visualize about 5 minutes a day, no more than that. Over anymore and you're overthinking it. But I do think there's a lot to be said about running together as a group, and I think that goes a long way in that area. To have your team right there is incredible, and it helps a lot. It really does help a lot. But it's so much about that mindset. Who is willing to withstand the most pain? And we practice that almost every day with how to maneuver through that discomfort zone. So I think they do a great job of practicing with that.
And then can you talk about the camaraderie with the boys and the girls teams and maybe the role that plays in both having the success that they do?
Yeah, I mean, so last year was our first year combining the boys and girls program. And, what we've gotten out of that is really impressive, obviously, and just a short time. I'm proud of it, and we've worked hard at it. It wasn't easy in the start, but the girls are able to sometimes work in with the boys, and sometimes the girls push the boys out there, and I think also they have a lot of fun together. That dynamic, the boys and the girls together. We have our one team meeting in the beginning, and then we break off into groups. But they do a lot of other things together, too, like, their core work, their strength work. We're all doing pretty much the same workout. It would be a little bit different for the boys in stars volume and some different things here and there. But as a whole, it's come together almost seamlessly. So we're really excited with that.
Do you feel any particular challenges as a female coach of both a male and a female sports program? It's becoming more common, but certainly that is not commonplace across the sports spectrum.
I think if you have the mindset, that you belong there, I think it's not gonna bother you. I've come into situations at meets where other coaches, don't realize that I'm the boys' coach. And so that sometimes you just have to laugh at it and just keep moving forward.
Yeah, that is about all you can do, I'm guessing.
Yeah, right.
But you obviously have buy-in from the program, from the kids and the families in the program. I mean, you're not having this type of success without that.
The parents, the community have embraced it, and they've definitely bought in, and I think they bought in right from the start. It helps to see the success that the girls have had over the years, and I think that definitely helps. And I work with these kids all year long, so that certainly helps as well.
and obviously give you the chance to just and you've already done so to some degree, but it is a team effort across the board, and obviously that includes your staff, which obviously is doing a terrific job.
Yeah. I mean, we work together, you know, we're a team too, and we've all worked together so well. We all get along. We all have so much fun at practices. And we enjoy talking about the kids and, you know, how they can be better and what's going on each day. And, you know, we're really lucky to have an amazing staff.
Well, we, again, congratulate you and the program. Thank you for the time this morning. And, well, we look forward to seeing what next season brings.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Right.